This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. America heard from Special Counsel Robert Mueller for the first time about his Russia investigation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's been saying Mueller's probe totally exonerated him. In his first public remarks about the investigation, Mueller says that's not exactly true.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
While noting he also did not decide if the president did commit a crime. In a statement at the Justice Department, Mueller said he believed he was constitutionally restrained from indicting a sitting president and suggested it's now up to Congress to hold the president accountable for any wrongdoing. Mueller's not ruling out testifying before lawmakers, but says they won't find out more than what's in his report.
The report is my testimony.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, among the group of mostly Democrats, Mr. Nadler, calling for further investigation and possible impeachment of President Trump.
It falls to Congress to respond to the crimes, lies, and other wrongdoing of President Trump. We will do so. Make no mistake, no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the administration still believes the president has been exonerated.
He completed his investigation. Now he's closed his office and it's time for everybody to move on. He's going back to his private life, and we think everybody else should too.
Attorney General William Barr determined that Mr. Trump could not be charged with obstruction on the evidence uncovered by Mueller. The outrage by Democrats now have accused the attorney general of misrepresenting Mueller's conclusions. Israelis are now expected to head to the polls to hold new parliamentary elections after the winner of the last elections, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party, failed to put together a coalition government by a midnight deadline.